the Dhamma City bell. Chapter 1.
Casting the bell.
Ding answered.
Long, long ago,
as the legend said,
there lived a gentle ruler called King Dhammazedi. A devout monk,
very religious,
a teacher, and leader of the Hanthawati kingdom in Burma.
Not far from Rangoon, just 50 miles away.
The king ruled over a time of peace and prosperity. It was a golden age. One late afternoon, as the sun set, the king visited his pagoda. His joints sighed. Grey lined his hair. Life was good, and he wanted others to know it was so. King Dhammazedi decided to cast a bell as a gift to his people.
When the bell is struck, we would say that, you know, we share the merit.
A bell that would offer his good deeds all across the kingdom.
Share them to all.
The year was 1480, and the bell would be the largest in the world.
It was 12 cubits in height and 8 cubits at the mouth of the bell.
In some measurements, they said that 7 people would stretch their arms for the circumference.
Heavier than a mountain and more mesmerizing than the moon.
The Mazedi king, he measured the weight of his queen in gold 4 times and dedicated that great bell there, what we call now the Mazedi bell.
It would be a great shining thing of gold and silver, copper and bronze.
That bell is the largest ever casted.
The Dhammazedi bell. It hung in the golden Shwedagon pagoda on a hill in Rangoon. But then, disaster. From across the seas came explorers.
Philip de Brito was a Portuguese mercenary
who stole the bell in 1608.
To be melted
into cannons and guns. This Philip de Brito and his herd of elephants rolled the sacred bell down the hill.
This is called the Tengkotra Hill.
Into the waiting raft. And he sailed it on the Bago River. Until the river met 2 other rivers to create a spiraling vortex. And there, the bell sank.
The legend said that the bell could be salvaged only when the country is ruled by a strong, pure, moral leader.
Chapter 2.
The election.
Think and Sane.
Big general elections will be held in November this year.
People are quite excited about it.
A true leader, whoever it is, Aung San Suu Kyi or...
He must not be selfish. We need a true leader.
So this will be the first general elections the opposition National League for Democracy will contest.
I'm very excited to vote because this is the first time I get a chance in this life to choose for the new government.
It may change the country.
They mention like democracy, but in here for us, even you hear about democracy, it's automatically linked with Aung San Suu Kyi, automatically for the public, for us, you know. Just reading on the Facebook, they just said like, okay, now the Dhammazedi bear, if you can take it out from the water, when you take it out, then new government, like new people will rule the country. Actually, the sense mostly like to highlight like Aung San Suu Kyi, like they just connect, if you can take it out from the water, new government.
Chapter 3.
Rescue attempt number 1.
Think and sat though.
Could there be a sunken bell in the river?
For years, that bell just lying down on the bed of the river.
There were some who thought so, and some that thought not. The people of Rangoon shared rumours and legends, A curse protected the bell, they said. Around it, 14 guardians swam, they said. A golden underwater dragon held the sacred object, they said. Should they go in search of this great mystery?
So after 200 years of untouchable Demizidi bell, in the year 1985, a researcher from the Myanmar Historical Department and the diver, Myanmar diver Uchai, they made the first attempt to salvage the bell.
Far out in the wide river, where the water was thick and dense, the first rescue attempt began. Uchai was an experienced diver, a learned local historian who knew a great deal about the bell shared with him brand new findings.
There was strong evidence that the bell fell in three rivers, meeting point, Bazondang Chang, Yangon River and Bago Rivers, three rivers meeting point.
Uchai arrived there on a small wooden boat just as the sun rose. Our hero was bare-chested, dressed only in his underwear. The rapid river dashed ahead.
They wait until the water level is stable.
Against a sky tinged with red and gold, Uchai plunged
under the water
down. Suddenly, he saw nothing.
Since the water flow is very quick and very fast, very scary, can't see anything at all.
The river was a wall like a blanket covering his eyes.
What he fear is big fish.
Uchai reached out. By touch, he read what he could not see. His hand landed on an object.
Very solid.
Fixed firm to the riverbed. Was it the fabled bell?
They stopped their exploration and their project because of finance. So first attempt was in 1986. Second attempt was 1989. Third time is 1995, no? The same area, the same size, 8 square feet.
On the floor of the river, many things were found, but not the bell. Were they searching in the right place? They did not know. Still, Uchai must keep diving.
Since it is a government pressure, he cannot refuse. Otherwise, they are going to arrest him. He already tried 3 attempts. He would like to say is, firstly, you have to tell where is the place. That is the most important thing.
Still, the bell remained hidden.
Chapter 4.
The candidates.
Began sadly.
Our reform process is going through, let us say, a bumpy patch. But this bumpy patch is something that we can negotiate with commitment and with the help and understanding of our friends from all over the world.
There are many, many political parties who want to contest this general elections.
Let us not exaggerate the differences, the difficulties.
But the two key parties we should be focusing on are current ruling party, USDP, Union Solidarity and Development Party, formed with the previous military leaders, and the main opposition, National League for Democracy, led by the Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi.
But at the same time, let us not exaggerate the rosy picture either.
For the moment, NLD is very popular for the young guys, for the young people like us.
If the Aung San Suu Kyi and her party win landslide, the country may be changed to democratic country.
Many things will change, but I don't know exactly what sort of change.
The ruling party, the party's name says is Union, Solidarity and Development. So they said they are the ones who can unite the country. If the opposition party wins, the ruling party members are sending out this message that the country could break up.
The story said if the really good leader, if the good leader is appealed in our country, the bell will also appear.
Chapter 5.
The Americans.
Yeah. Again, could there be a sunken bell in the river?
My training begins with the U.S. Navy submarine service.
There were some who thought so.
And after that, I became a diver for the Sheriff's Department, Alameda County.
And some that thought not.
My specialty was in police diving, search and recovery in zero visibility water.
Far out in the wide river, where the water was as black as engine oil, the explorers came a second time. The year was 1989.
This is a very high-resolution piece of equipment which gives us a picture on a computer database which we can evaluate.
An American named Jim Blunt answered a newspaper advert seeking divers.
It's got the right shape, you see?
Yeah,
Let me switch up the color scales and invert the polarity.
Alongside Jim was Brett Fanouf, a U.S. Marine technician.
Step right in here. Have a look.
And get a better look at it. See, but this is a buried object because what you're looking at is there's no shadow at all. I mean, it's
a buried object.
Where the water was the deepest was where the three rivers met. And on a dinghy, Brett scanned, and from there, Jim dived.
All set.
Through agitated waters he swam, passing a rush of strange fishes, through the graveyards of ships sunken long ago. Hundreds of times did Jim Blunt dive, and eventually he discovered an object, a giant domed object.
It looks good. It looks real good. It's not magnetic. It's very large.
He was certain he found the hidden bell. Did he?
There were some that thought so, and some that thought not.
It's like an Arabian Night story. So if you are a right person, you will find it and you will become a great leader, or in terms of religion or in terms of politics in the country, and you will restore your pride in of country in the world.
Chapter 6.
The Constitution.
Think and sass. Cha.
If free and fair elections, the future may be better for us.
But there is little trust among the people.
How can we believe free and fair?
Because in previous general elections, the elections was robbed.
The 1990 election, the military did not hand over the authority.
But the main thing is the constitution. The current constitution stipulates that 25% of MPs' seat would be occupied by the military members.
And also we have to remember that in Burmese constitution there is a clause, if you have children with foreign citizenship, you can't become a president. So Aung San Suu Kyi won't be able to become a president.
Chapter 7.
Myths and Legends.
Ding and Sakunde.
There are so many legends, even in our Buddhist way, you see.
The
those who involved with that Damazedi bell can get all those misfortunes. When I lost my son, elder son, oh, they all blame me because of his father. Why are you all trying to salvage that bell? Now you have lost your dearest son. This is because of the bell. This is one of the misfortunes you had. He always drove his father to the place, the confluence of the three rivers. So handsome, 5'11" tall. But dog bite, we didn't recognize. So after 2 months' time, he got itching all over his body. Only 5 days he's suffering from the itching. He just put his hands together and he just gone.
If you try to find it, you will meet with bad omens, you see.
Chapter 8.
Digging for the bell.
Thinking such.
Could there be a sunken bell in the river? There were some who thought so, and some that thought not. Near the wide river, where the water hides many secrets, a rescue attempt unlike its predecessors began. It started deep in the Yoma Mountains in the year 2014. Up there, the elderly monk Jai Ti Sang Seador considered the Shwedagon Pagoda.
That monk is one of the most revered monks in the country.
White cranes flew above. Houses far beneath were like red berries scattered among the landscape.
He was advised in his dream that the location of the bell, and he said the direction of the river has changed. Now the bell is not underwater, it is inland.
Restoring the bell to the Shwedagon Pagoda would be the last of his many great deeds, the final piece in his humble life. But nothing can be done alone.
This monk is much respected by the business people, and one of the big rich guy who is supporting this monk is called Kin Shui.
A lot of money.
Kin Shui is also an MP. During the previous military government time, then he had very close relationship with the top generals.
As a gust of wind might change the course of a floating leaf, some said the Rangoon and Bago rivers had shifted over the 400 flowing years.
The river and the creek is changing a lot.
They said it might be buried now.
It can be maybe in the water or maybe in the land.
The search began.
The place they are digging is about 1 mile away from that three rivers meeting point.
There were some big machines putting big iron rods into the ground, and then two or three men would heave-ho around it, pushing it deeper and deeper into the earth.
And where something was found or felt or dreamed, they dug. And where something was dug, a red flag was put.
Many people were gathering and people were answering, yes, Yarupia, you know, Mama Pia, we really want to find this bell. And ended with Seattle throwing money in the air, which we all catch from above for good luck.
For 6 months, they dug and prayed. The monk sensed the bell.
He cannot tell you currently, he cannot say surely, but he feels something there.
Then the heavy skies arrived. the digging had to stop. So, was the fable bell there? There were some who thought so, and some that thought not. Qin Shui sat in his office with a tiger and a bear in cages outside to protect him, and dreamed of the great bell hanging once again in the Shwedagon Pagoda.
Qin Shui is very, very rich already, so money probably would not be the main reason.
He has no political intention to rescue this bell project. He is purely intended to do in a religious purpose.
Which leader might bring up this bell? Which leader can let this country rise?
Next leader, he must know everything, especially in economy. They need somebody, the businessman, more active, so the foreign investor will come and join with the local investors and move forward the economy. That's one of the reasons overseas investors hesitate to come in this country.
Chapter 9.
Sun Lin and the Dragon.
Tengen Saku.
Could there be a sunken bell in the river? There were some who thought so, and some that thought not. Far out in the wide river, in the summer of 2014, the most fantastical of all rescue attempts began.
The whole country was gripped. Sun Lin was former Navy diver. He is also a devout Buddhist.
San Lin maintained there were two ways to retrieve the bell, with science or...
in very traditional Myanmar method, which is very rudimentary. Like, he got the divers dive into water with no modern breathing equipment, and he poured milk, buckets of milk, into the river, and he said that he was feeding the big green Dragon King, who is guarding the bell.
His team prepared.
This is
the first time for him. Their day-to-day life is not diving. He has a small shop selling cigarettes.
Monks in red robes carried baskets of sweet coconut and bananas onto the boats to offer to the deep water spirits. In the distance, crowds lined the riverbanks. They peered through binoculars.
Since they are bringing monk and chanting, so he think that it will be successful. So proud and prestigious for us.
Local fishermen rented out their boats to onlookers dressed in fine pagoda wear.
The boat charged him 1,000 jet and saw people wearing the religious dress, and then he come back here.
The fate of the Damaseni bell is one of the great Burmese mysteries.
The Burmese media reported daily from the riverside.
Many believe the search is cursed.
Was now the time for Burma to be restored to its former glory, to become the jewel of Asia once again? San Lin found the bell, he said. But the dragon was clinging tight. The green spirit protected it still.
We've tried 8 attempts, but no news and no clue at all.
Chapter 10.
Technology.
Chit San Win authored many books on the bell. He knew its history and its myths.
He strongly believed that these current people can find it because they use only superstitious way. Must use the scientific way. Without that, they can't find for sure.
Backed by the government, an engineer and academic called Charlie Tan embarked on a quest for the bell in 2008. He used the scientific way.
And during this survey, we noticed that the more than the 250 vessels are submerged under the water. And we found that one strange image near the Personal Creek. And then later, what we are doing is that we calling the diver and looking all this area. And we did not see anything look like the bell or the something in this area.
Brett Fanouf and Jim Blunt in 1995 also depended upon impressive modern equipment.
We went out and surveyed and surveyed in this area. And where we surveyed, there was nothing on the seafloor that you could even begin to interpret as a bell. Right at the confluence of the rivers outside Yangon was a World War II U.S. mine laying vessel that had been sunk and capsized. Probably the only way that you could find this thing would be a much higher frequency single beam sub-bottom profiling survey with an extremely dense spacing of lines and then create a three-dimensional map of the strata. This is extremely hard to do, and millions of dollars you're going to need to do this.
Augusto Babi is the only person who found that script.
Only one description of the Shwedagon bell has ever been discovered. A Venetian merchant visited the Burmese pagoda in 1583 and was astounded by the glistening object. It was grander and larger than any he had seen before.
The first thing is the evidence. Mostly now we are looking only in the country because it is an interaction between Portugal, Dutch, Spanish, English.
Half of Myanmar academic people, like a historian, archaeologist, say that the bell not exist. At the beginning, he believed that the bell was exist. But slowly, the more he deep into study that, his personal gut feeling is getting less and less.
Chapter 11.
So, what is connection between the bell and the Elation?
So, could there be a sunken bell in the river?
Actually, I totally don't believe that legend because the government is elected by the people, for the people, of the people. Is it right? So I don't believe this legend.
There were some who thought so and some that thought not.
We hope our country will improve if the new government is appear and if that government is the clean government.
But I hope that people will be able to elect the leader who they want to see lead the country. When the country first opened up, I spoke to many people, and they all had very high hopes, you know, just as if they just came out of a dark tunnel. But those hopes did not materialize. The country has a great potential, Myanmar is, because we used to be the rice basket of Asia. We are potentially quite rich also. We have a lot of minerals and resources, oil, gas, teak and stuff. But because of mismanagement, the country became very poor. So it's so sad to see my country people living in such a poverty. But I hope with the right leadership, the country would one day get to the right place it belongs to.
Day to day, the country is now developing. The science technology is changing. And one day, if there is a really exists, we can find one day.
For now, far out in the wide river, the bell, or at least the dream of the bell, remains.